All right, it's Dave Player back with you here on 720 WGN to help raise money for the families of fallen Chicago police officer and firefighters. Almost a decade ago, Chicago Police Lieutenant Johnny Garrido started an annual tradition called Rock the Badges, which is taking place on Saturday, September 18th and Sunday, September 19th from 2 to 10 each day. Chicago's Six Corners neighborhood. And to talk about it all is my pal John Garrido. John, nice to have you on the program again.
Hey, thank you for having me on the program again. I appreciate it.
You know, we've known each other for the past couple of decades, and I know how dedicated you are to your profession and your community. And you decided long ago to organize this first responder charity fundraiser, right?
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, if you think about it, there's lots of different events that involve police officers and firefighters. We've got, you know, baseball. We've got, there's soccer, there's football, there's just about everything. But at the time that we came up with this idea, while sitting in a bar talking about there's a lot of police bands out there, I was like, boy, what if we had police and fire and bands? Next day I woke up and said, let's do it. And, got together with my friends and we organized our first Rock the Badges in 2013 at Copernicus Center.
Now this is just a fundraiser with just random bands. I mean, these bands are comprised of Chicago police officers and firefighters all coming together to put on an amazing show.
Correct. So originally it started off as a battle of the bands. We had celebrity judges whatnot. But the problem is, if you know, there's about 10,000 Chicago police officers and probably about 4,000 firefighters. So the pool of fire bands just wasn't able to keep up with doing a battle of the bands every year. So we ended up just turning it into a festival, basically a charity fundraising festival. And yes, all the bands have a police officer or a firefighter in the band. Now this year we decided to expand on that and we've included the two closing bands do not have a police officer or firefighter in the band, but they are strong supporters of first responders. So on Saturday night, we've got Van Halen Invasion, where they've got a David Lee Roth and a Sammy Hagar in the band, and they put on a great show. And then on Sunday night, we've got a very, very popular local band called Seventh Heaven.
Yeah, and you've got Vintage, Southern Draw, the Wild Blue Angels, Too Much Saturn, Todd and the Ten Pins, Northside, Seven Heaven, all participating in this concert series. But here's what's really cool, Johnny, is that at 10:15 on Saturday night, there will be a candlelight vigil honoring Chicago's first responders, including Officer Ella French.
Yeah, and so we've done that from the beginning. We always have this vigil at the end of the fest. One night. This year it's on the Saturday night. And basically what we'll have is our police chaplain will come out and say a few words. We'll have a moment of silence, and then we have our Chicago Police pipes and drums. We'll play some bagpipe music. And everybody will have, we get these red and blue glow sticks. So you'll just see a sea of people out there with their red and blue glow sticks. And the Six Corners Chamber of Commerce this year set up the lights that go across Milwaukee Avenue in the 4100 block here to turn red and blue. So it should be really, really a special night for sure.
Great food and drinks as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will have some several food vendors out here. And, of course, two beer tents, and the more you drink, the more we raise. So that's always a plus.
Talk about some of the food. Like, break that down a little bit.
So the food, we've got Smiling Dogs that they've been at all of our fests from the beginning, and they're going to have your hot dogs, your macaroni and cheese, your pulled pork, and a variety of things like that. And then we've got Bocce Pizza is going to be here.
And you got a taco truck showing up too?
Yes, Tone Capone Tacos from Evergreen Park is going to be here. And Bocce Pizza is right from the neighborhood here. They're actually located up at Milwaukee and Montrose, so just a few blocks from where the fest is.
So you're also expanding the festival a little bit this year. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we've partnered up with the Six Corners Chamber of Commerce for the second time now here at Six Corners, and they are bringing in a petting zoo, a pony ride that's going to be at the opposite end of the fest. We're going to have a second stage that's going to have some local bands that will play in between sets when the main stage isn't playing. We've got Trish Page, who is a face painter for the Cubs, and she is probably one of the fastest face painters I've ever seen, and it's amazing the artwork that she does on these kids' faces. And they're going to have a pumpkin patch. They're going to have over 150 pumpkins out here. And for the kids to actually carve and to do stuff with. So we're going to have a whole lot of activity for the kids to do out here. It's going to be great.
And so you've got this event supports Chicago First Responder Charity Organization. So Ignite the Spirit and the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. Talk to us about those two charities.
Right. So these two charities, they support the families of police officers and firefighters that are killed in the line of duty or catastrophically injured. And the amount of work that they do and the way they step up for these families is amazing. And that has been one of my passions since I came on the Chicago Police Department. We really, really, when we take the words never forget seriously, and these organizations are two of the best. There are others out there that also help, and we appreciate those organizations, but these are the two that I work with the most, and I can't say enough about how they step up. They'll take care of the children of these first responders that are killed in line of duty. They'll pay for their school all the way up through college. They'll retrofit homes and vehicles for those that are catastrophically injured. They give a one-time payout, when there is a death. They just really, really step up and help, and I really enjoy supporting them.
There's no question that being a first responder in the city of Chicago is not an easy task these days. And, I follow you on Facebook as well. And, so many organizations, businesses, residents have really rallied around the police department providing some visible support. And that must mean a lot because it has to boost morale when morale could be a little tough right now.
It really does. And no police officer or even firefighter, they don't take the job to begin to get recognition. They take the job, because more times than not, it's in their DNA, and they're just their will and desire to help and protect the community. And although they don't look for that support, I can't tell you enough how much, how important it is, and how much it means to these officers and firefighters when people acknowledge them, when they, just say, hey, thank you for your service, or, be safe out there, or just, showing, the recognition support. At different police stations, people will send food to us. It really does help to improve morale, especially especially on the police department side, we get a little bit of a beat down, in the media, and it really sometimes can seem like the whole world is against us, but a lot of the time, the communities coming together for us remind us that there's a silent majority out there that do stand behind us and support us, and we appreciate that.
Well, thanks for all you do as one of Chicago's finest and all you do for the community, Johnny.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Rock the Badges taking place Saturday, September 18th, Sunday, September 19th, 2 to 10 each day in Chicago's Six Corners neighborhood. All to benefit the Chicago Police Memorial Fund and Ignite the Spirit Fund. And for more info, you can visit rockthebadges.com. John Garrido, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next on 720 WGN.